Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. Coming up on this Monday edition, it's the first Monday after a busy opening Sunday in the NFL. We have got injuries, we've got concern, we've got players and coaches postgame. We'll get into all that for you here. We're also going to take a special look ahead to Monday Night Football with the Prop Bet Monster. We've got another edition of In Case You Missed It. We've got the FSR IR, and it's all yours coming up next here. Two pros and a cup of Joe on a busy Monday, Fox Sports Radio.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Well, we got ourselves a lot to get into when it comes to the National Football League. Even sprinkle in some college football, and that'll be happening here coming up just a couple of moments from now. It is Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. You can find us on hundreds of affiliates all across the country and wherever you are, making us a part of your Monday morning. We appreciate you doing so, and we will take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio. And as always, we do it live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. How the hell are we feeling here on a Monday morning? Post NFL.
Good morning.
How are we feeling?
I feel like we just went through the first week of the NFL, baby. I'll be honest, it was awesome. I loved it. I just started turning on the games on Sunday, and I was like, man, it's back. It's all back. You know, like, I feel like, I don't know, it's weird. I haven't felt like that since, like, you walk into a locker room, you know, you're with your boys, like, the season's coming. It kind of felt like that, even though we had some buddies over in the neighborhood. Like, it just felt good. Like, it felt good, man. Week one, NFL's back. Like, I don't know how you guys felt. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to talk about it.
It didn't feel good for everyone. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Hey,
come on. You
and
know.
That wasn't even a shot at you, Q. That was more so in, Lincoln. You know, just things changed very, very, very quickly.
When you talk about Saturday, man. I turned the page on that.
Yeah.
You know, You can't linger on that too much.
I'm just saying, you know, I'm sure it's lingering for Scott Frost today. You know?
It is.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, $15 million buyout, I think he'll be all right.
Yeah, well, that's fair.
We saw that Ed Orgeron clip, right?
Yeah. Tell me what door.
Sir, which door to go out of?
It's a soft landing for Scott Frost. We've talked about this before. Even when they're not good and not all that interesting and not all that exciting, somehow the Dallas Cowboys manage
to snag a headline. And following the opening weekend in the NFL, the full slate of games on a Sunday, and it's the Dallas Cowboys who grab a headline after a very, very poor performance on national television at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday night. Now the conversation switches to what the hell are they going to do, because Dak Prescott has got some issue with his thumb. It's a fracture. He's going to miss several weeks. Well, I mean, don't listen to us. Just take it from Jerry Jones, because this is normal behavior that an owner would speak out and give an injury update on his quarterback after the game.
I'm particularly disappointed for our fans. Dak will be out for a little while. We'll be dealing with that as well. So this was a really tough night for the Cowboys, but and a really surprising night. But, of course, really add to it right there at the end to lose him for several weeks. We'll see more about how many weeks that may be.
So several weeks. What exactly happened to his hand?
Yes, he has an injury above his joint and his thumb up here. That'll need surgery.
So, LeVar Arrington, your Philadelphia Eagle pick to win the division, looking better and better.
I mean, it was going to be that anyway. I said they got a defense, and now their offense is their liability. I didn't have trust.
Defense? Yeah, Lions creep back into that thing.
I don't know.
35 points.
I'm talking about Dallas. Dallas had a defense. Dallas has a defense. I just don't trust their offense. As far as
that's a crazy thing. By the way, I don't mean to interrupt, but that's a crazy thing. Not that it doesn't make sense, but the fact that that's a reality, that Dallas's offense is a liability.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Can I ask you guys this? Like, they were running the ball all right. It was like they all of a sudden like couldn't figure out how to make plays downfield. They ran that, like, double reverse that went no – I don't know what the hell that was early in the game. I was thinking to myself, this is one of those where you're getting a little too cute. Like, I mean, double reverses, I can't remember the last time I saw one that actually worked in the NFL because guys are so fast. Like, it just – it doesn't work. Like, you can have misdirection. You can't have, like, a double misdirection. Like, it's no different than, you know, you got some wide receivers who are fast and they can run, like, a double breaking route, like a post-corner post. That works for, like, Tyreek Hill or a few guys. If you try to run that with, like, a normal wide receiver in the NFL, your quarterback's getting sacked because it takes too long. It's just it doesn't work. And I'm, like, watching going, why are they not able to get more going on offense? I mean, was it Dak? It's not like their offensive line play was that bad last night, especially not when they were running the football.
I just know this. On defense, Dallas held up their end of the bargain. I mean, they kept forcing them into field goal situations. Mike. And, man, he's a grown man.
He's a beast.
And I think, they scored one touchdown in the third quarter, and they got shut out in the fourth quarter. Their defense is not going to be the issue for Dallas. It's going to be their offense. And I don't – you know, you ask the question, why they stall out or why aren't they better? I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is, but it's just – it's that thing. Like, when you watch how they play and how they handle things, just like the same thing with Cincinnati. It's like, oh, Cincinnati is primed to be that team that beats up on Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh is no longer this, and Pittsburgh's no – it's like there's a certain thing. Like, this is the way they kind of handle things sometimes, and you wonder, have they progressed from that thing, whatever that thing is that I can't make it. It's funny because we'll have the debate sometimes. I can't give you factual information on what that thing is that I see when I'm watching some of these teams play and when they're playing against who they're playing against, but it's a thing. Like, when a team that is used to losing to, and I've been a part of it as a player, like, I had to deal with that with Michigan. There was a thing. We were a better team than Michigan in 99. Michigan still found a way to beat us because we played with that thing. You know, so to me, I see some of these teams, Dallas, they showed that thing. They can't win big games. They're not really good against really good teams. Like they might get good stats, but they don't win. You know, and they get garbage time stats, if you ask me. But it's like, I don't know. Dallas is just not the type of team I trusted on the offensive side of the ball. And to be honest with you, with Philadelphia, I don't really trust Philadelphia either, but I just think that they are the addition by subtraction. I don't think that they're a Super Bowl contender. I just think that they're an NFC East. I think they're going to be the team that takes the NFC East. That's what, that, you know, just based off of what I think they're bringing talent-wise, what Dallas doesn't bring on the offensive side of the ball, and maybe Washington competes for it. I don't know, but, you know, and New York didn't look horrible against Tennessee. I mean, they could have won the game. So, you know, there's always that. Could be interesting.
It feels like when Jerry Jones says, disappointing night for the Cowboys, disappointing night for everybody involved, you could literally take that piece of sound and apply it to so many games post-game over the past couple of years in Dallas. If, like, this is the same vibe every time they play a big-time game like this. You come out of the game and go, the hell was that? And the fact that you've
New York did win the game,
yeah,
by the way.
Yeah, Brian Daboll, big balls Daboll, yeah, going for two there. Saquon looked good, by the way.
He did look pretty good.
But, dude, the Penn Staters stepped up. Yeah. I mean, first off, everyone's making a big deal about that play call. The Titans had two players in the backfield just needed to make a tackle on Saquon. If not for him, like his ability to make those guys miss and dive in the end zone, we're having a different discussion. Like, I that's one of those plays where people are going to go back, watch the box score, and go, oh, what a ballsy call by Daboll. And you go back and you watch and you go, oh, damn. Like, Tennessee should have won that game. They should have. I mean, they missed a field goal at the end, but still, like, they should have made a tackle, and they should have ended up being down one anyway. It's just, that's how it works out, man. But great players make great plays. Saquon looks like he's back to the form that the Giants were hoping he was going to be in, so good for him.
He was rolling out there, boy. You see that hit that Cam Brown put on Big Henry? That was a Penn Stater, too. The linebacker that bucked him good, too.
Penn State had a good day in the NFL.
Dotson
Brisker.
Brisker was balling.
Yeah. I told you, when I saw him when he was in college, I was like, golly. Right. Like, you don't make human beings that look like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, I mean, it's not even like he's going to get as much hype as he should. Like, once he gets to the combine, he will, because just you don't see dudes who are built like that. But, man, I mean, yeah, John Dotson.
Yeah.
Coming up clutch. We saw that his entire career at Penn State. I mean, it was a good day.
Where does Dallas go now at quarterback? What's the plan? Like, what are the options?
Do you remember when we were talking about, like, the season preview, kind of, we talked about some teams?
Yeah.
Dallas' whole issue, they never have a backup. Like they never have someone you look at. Like, at this point, now you got to start thinking about, like, and if it's his throwing hand thumb, which it is, that, I mean, a few weeks? I don't know. I mean, it seems like it's going to take a lot longer than that. Like, it seems like we're venturing into not the same injury as what Russell Wilson had a year ago, but that's one where you come back after 3-4 weeks, you're not ready. You're going to look like you did last night, where things just look off. You know, your accuracy's off, all of that. I mean, I would look at maybe making a run for Jimmy G.
Yeah.
I mean, this is why you do that contract.
That's why you hold on to him, right?
Well, yeah.
That's why you hold on, yeah.
Although we could get into San Fran.
Although we could get out of San Fran.
Yeah, they may not be as inclined.
Escape San Fran.
I'm not so sure they want to let him go.
Yeah, you're right.
Dallas, this feels like this season might be already headed towards the direction of we're looking at a lot of turnover potentially, because, you know, even when he was in the game, to Brady's point, it didn't look all that hot. I mean, they couldn't generate much on offense. The defense kept him in the game. They kept forcing field goals. And now we're sitting here. If he's going to miss, what, 6 weeks? Is 6 weeks a modest estimation? Because what did Russell Wilson miss last year? Was it 6 weeks?
He only missed three, maybe four, because they had a bye or something. And then he came back. But remember, we kept saying, like, it didn't look right. I kept telling you it was gonna look off. And he probably didn't look back to himself until about 6 weeks or however it was.
So they've got Cincinnati next week, does Dallas.
You're
then,
right?
Then they're at the Giants. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Took a sip of water there?
Yeah, I'm all good.
You thought I was going to go longer, and then you took a sip of water. Okay.
No, I was just, you know, clearing my throat a little bit. But
all right. I caught you a little bit. I came up short. I stopped short on you.
It's all good. Look,
I thought you had more time.
Hey, apologies. It's our first post-NFL Monday, so we're all trying to figure this thing out. We're trying to get the time
down. You guys
looked
sharp on Saturday, too. I know you want to move on from Saturday, but And you and Reggie kind of had like this matching colors deal. Like what was
it?
Like plum or something like that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, we try to you know, don't try to have everyone the same color. So.
Yeah. All right.
Shout out to the wardrobe department.
I mean, you guys look really nice.
I mean, we're gonna let that slide, Birdo. I mean, we're sitting here trying to not have everybody be the same color. I mean, what's that supposed to mean? I mean,
racist.
I agree.
Suits.
Michael Jackson. Racist. Michael Jackson sang about this. You know.
Messed up.
It's black. It's fine.
By the way, what a bad song.
It was an interesting a cool
that
video,
racist
though.
To me. Why is it a bad song?
That's a terrible song.
Oh, you don't like the lyrics?
What are you getting at there? It was a weird video, though. Like, wasn't it the one where they were going all around the world?
Yeah, Mary started singing, and they was with the Indians and stuff like that. And they said that it was very, very. It was a very sensitive.
Can you say that?
Yes. Yes, you can say that. That's still Indians is
do you
politically
have to specify?
Correct.
Wow.
Racist.
Hammers.
Oh man, Birdo's hammers. Back. By the way,
hammers.
Birdo is back.
Distracting hammers is all I'll say.
That's one way.
I was trying to go down one lane with this, and me and Q were going all the way there.
The mule. One great scene in that movie.
Yeah, we're
God dang, Berto got the distracting hammers.
He's got his toolbox out.
He's got his toolbox out.
Yeah, he's got hammers.
Yeah, fully blown hammers.
Oh my God, just unbelievable.
Who knows what he's doing on the other side though? But the subtitles are a trip. That's all I know.
Well, listen. So there it is.
Well, there you go. Way to derail us, Berto.
We would like to thank
good,
the
great job.
The Dallas Cowboys for participating
for
in
giving
the NFL
Berto
season.
The opportunity to derail the entire segment.
That'll go. How would you sum up the Cowboys Week 1 performance? Well, we turned on the movie The Mule, and it got to a specific scene.
Toolboxes came out.
Yeah, toolboxes.
Sledgehammers, not regular hammers.
By the way,
big hammers.
We are brought to you by Discover. We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. So we are going to take you all the way up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 6 o'clock Pacific. We are going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It. We got an FSR IR. We got the return of the prop bet monster for Monday Night Football. And we've also got the BQ News. It's all yours here on this 3-hour extravaganza. But coming up next here, live from the TireRack.com studios, we're still trying to figure out what the hell happened in one NFL game yesterday. It was bananas. We'll get into all of it for you. That's yours next year on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific. On Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2Pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself,
Time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right, the smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddy, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two pros and a cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio.
With air jackhammers.
You got a problem.
Yeah. You're a horrible influence.
Right.
Horrible. And Berto is, I don't know what he is.
Yeah.
I don't know what Berto
is.
I know he's very disappointed, even though he's still rocking his Raiders gear.
Yeah.
You know what I love? Yeah, that was a tough one. You know what I love is, even though it's football season, Michael Douglas is still on in the studio.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Michael Douglas, football season or not, there's going to be a movie playing in the studio.
Yeah, because he's a tackler. You know, he plays offense and he plays defense. You know?
I was going to say he's more like a running back. Like, he never misses a hole. Yeah. He's got great vision.
Oh, but he also fills the gap as well. You know,
he does. Like, he's a two-way player.
He's a two-way player. Yeah.
Definitely is.
You hear Berto agreeing? Berto is approving every statement. We're on a roll right now.
A lot of bells.
So coming up in a little over 20 minutes from now.
He'll wrestle you down to the ground now. Michael Douglas ain't going to keep you up.
He's
going to get physical with you now.
Yes, he will. Not
he's all about that ground and pound.
He is not shy.
Ground and
he is not shy.
No, he is not. He always has that linebacker's look in his eyes.
When he can see his eyes. In about 20 minutes from now, we are going to have another edition of In Case You Missed It, because somebody has summed up the coaching philosophy for a member of the AFC in the perfect way. So we will hear from them here again 20 minutes from now in another edition of In Case You Missed It here on FSR. The hell was that in Cincinnati yesterday? Like, what the hell game was that Pittsburgh ended up winning on the road in overtime after multiple missed field goals and a missed extra point at the end. There was an injury to the long snapper, so Cincinnati was just trying to figure it out and kept having issues with the snap. Missed the extra point, then get to overtime. There was two misses in overtime, and each team had a chance to win the game in overtime, and the Steelers somehow figure out a way after beating the hell out of Joe Burrow early in that game, and then they get it done in a big division win yesterday in Cincinnati. That game was drunk, man.
I mean, that's the only way you can describe it. Like, down the stretch, I'm going, what the hell is happening? But first off, the play by Minkah Fitzpatrick, now I will say this, it was an unbelievable play, but as you pointed out, you had a backup long snapper in. I forget who was calling the game. They did a great job pointing it out. Like, they talked about it being an issue. They knew it might be an issue, and sure enough, it was. And when you watch the play, when you watch enough football, you go, oh, that seems slow. Like, it seemed like the timing was off. It could be off a half second, but that's all Minkah Fitzpatrick needed. Now, we'll say this, though. That wing defender should have been in protection. You got to block inside out. You know, you got to take the inside guy and make it a longer path.
Further away, yeah.
And that was the problem, is he kicked out and it left a clear path for Minkah Fitzpatrick to make the block and obviously, you know, give Pittsburgh a chance in that one. But it was that was one of those games, like, looking back and forth. Because this is what I took away from it. Like, week one's one of those weeks, you watch the games, you go, huh. Like, either something happened I thought that was going to happen, or something was completely the opposite of what I thought was going to happen. That was one where Joe Burrow played so bad, so bad, and yet they still had a chance to win it in the end.
Like, crazy.
They still had a chance to win it despite the difficulties of having a couple field goal shots to put the game away, and they couldn't do it because they didn't have a long snapper, which is, not to get off on a tangent, is one of those things I love about football. Like, football is one of those sports where you don't appreciate something until you really need it. And that was one of those times where you go, man, we take for granted the long snappers. We take for granted, you know, the holders. We take for granted all that stuff in special teams. And then we need it and they can't come through and now it's a problem. But I look back at that, and as much as I kind of go, okay, the Steelers had a good performance, you know, Burrow was kind of off and all that, I go, man, how many turnovers? Five turnovers?
Yeah, it was a ton.
Five turnovers, and they still had a shot to win in the end. Like, I think that it kind of leads me to think more optimistically about what the Bengals will eventually be. T. Higgins was out with the concussion and all that. Like, I think they're going to be all right. Like, I really do.
They struggled offensively, and they struggled way more than I would have – I think anyone would have prognosticated or anticipated. I don't think that anybody would have thought they would have had that much trouble for that long in a game, especially with the amount of turnovers. So, but it didn't come without a cost, right? I mean, coming out of this game, T.J. Watt put himself so far out in front as a repeat MVP for defense. I mean, that was – as dominant a performance as you can get from a defender. And probably the reason why there were so many turnovers is that, you know, him, Cam Hayward, you know, the rest of that group, they had Burrow under duress from the first play, the first snap. And what an amazing effort from that front seven. But you lose them. You know, now you don't have T.J. Watt. You saw Najee go out. He was injured. Like, they're now all –
he's got the foot injury.
They're already the walking wounded right now, and their offensive output was not – I'm looking at it from the standpoint, if the offense has to do it, the Pittsburgh Steelers are in trouble this season. And if your defense just took as big a hit as it did with losing T.J. Watt, which Pittsburgh is known for putting somebody else out there and them, you know, making a name for themselves. It's happened before. But, I mean, you're talking about a defensive MVP that you just lost. So, and then your captain on your offense. I don't think that it was a great – I think it was a great win for them to get out of the gates and beat Cincinnati. But it was not a great win in terms of coming out of it being healthy
it's
and able
costly.
To move. Yeah, it was a costly win.
Yeah, and that's the fear. They think he's got the torn pec. TJ Watt. But you just one of the conversations about Cincinnati was they're gonna you know fix their offensive line. They go out, they make some moves, they retool it, and the thought is that was one of their major flaws. And
first play, like they are in Burrow's face the first play.
Remember how bad Hakeem Adeniji was, and then they bring in Lyle Collins. I mean, look, this is about as good of a team as you're going to face off the edge. But still, I mean, you tried to address it with Alex Kappa and Ted Karras and Lyle Collins, like all these pieces, and they couldn't get it done. Like it looked as 7 sacks.
Yeah.
Now I will say this: part of that falls due on the play calling and Burrow. Like at some point, because this happened last year, and I remember saying, like, it feels like he's holding on the football longer than he needs to. And he's a mobile guy, but I don't think you want him running around too much, otherwise he's going to get subject to hits and so forth. But at some point, you got to start either game planning around it, or you got to, as a quarterback, you have to start saying, I am going to throw the ball away. My completion percentage is going to take a hit, because I'm not going to keep putting us back in, you know, third and longs or behind the sticks on downs because of that. Like at some point, you've got to start adjusting your play to not hurt your team in that way. And that's something that I don't know if it's Joe Burrow's got to learn it or Zach Taylor and Brian Callen have to figure that out. But they've got to figure out a better way of protecting them or getting the ball out of his hand quick. Because it's not going to be a formula for success down the road.
Ja'Marr Chase is so good, man.
He is good.
His best catch was the one that didn't even count.
I know.
I mean, it was an unbelievable ball by Burrow, but like the one-hander and almost got his second foot in. That was ridiculous in the end zone.
How did just from a quarterback's eyes, how did Trubisky look? Did it seem like it was some of the same stuff you saw in Chicago? Some of the same throws?
Look, this is the reality, and I can say this as a guy who played, and it was my reality. Like, it's there's two realities that are hard. Like, you're just not going to be as accurate as other guys in the league. That's just part of it. Like, you get into the league, and you go, oh, I don't have the same accuracy as Tom Brady and Aaron Rodgers. Uh-oh. Like, I'm not as consistent as they are. And you work as hard as you can to become that. But then you have all these other things that kind of prevents you or make it more difficult to ever get there, if you can ever get there, right? And some of those things are the fact that, you know, he's on his third team and he's in a different system and he's learning. As much as you want to act like this, he got all the reps in the offseason, that should be enough. Like, it's not. Like, go look at Baker Mayfield. Go watch that tape. Go see if he wasn't a little bit off from time to time. I mean, the only dude who looked like, you know, he was fine in a new system was really Kirk Cousins. Like, he looked great.
Yeah,
he did.
Justin Jefferson looked great. But let's not forget, he didn't get to a new team. He just got a new coach with a different style of offense, one that still resembles a little bit some stuff he's done in the past with Gary Kubiak. So I think you got to be careful when you're looking at that sort of stuff, because it takes a while to build. But, you know, look, they've got tremendous wide receivers. My concern is, we talked about the Najee Harris foot injury. I told you I was a Liz Frank.
Yep.
And if he re-aggravates, it ain't getting better. It's only going to get worse until he gets surgery on
it. They folded him up. They folded him up pretty good.
And the problem is you now don't have a running game. I mean, Warren can come in and help pick up the slack, but Claypool was your leading rusher yesterday. That's not a recipe, you know, for success in the AFC North.
And you lost the defensive MVP.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, that's horrible. That's a horrible deal.
We've taught, like, LeVar, you said growing up a Steeler fan, you've taught, like, they've been known, you run the football, you play defense.
That's right.
The problem is they haven't run the football in years. They've been a bottom five rushing team for years. And you saw it again yesterday, to where they just couldn't rush the football. And Trubisky was probably throwing it way too much. And it played out. And now the MVP's gone, and you've got injuries to your running back, and this feels like one of those great win, but
you
gotta
be able to throw the ball. Like, that is the wildest thing. Like, I won't say you have to be able to run the ball to be able to throw the ball as much anymore, just because it's just such a focus and it's so geared to throw the ball. But somewhat in the beginning. Somewhat maybe even now in the annals of how football is really thought about and how it's played in a very, very strategical, methodical, chess-like way, you do have to be able to run the ball, because if you're able to run the ball, then you force the defense to have to defend the run. And if you're defending the run, then you can't necessarily defend the pass as well unless you have guys that can really, really cover. And then you can cover the box off the right way. But in today's NFL, in today's game, it is so pass first and it's so pass heavy that people would say, well, you don't necessarily have to subscribe to that, you know, that approach, that game plan to be able to run the ball and play defense. But it does need to be present. You do need to have the ability to get the ball to a guy. You saw it with Carolina. You saw it with Cleveland. You saw it with New York. You saw it with Tennessee. You saw it with a lot of – I mean, the running back is still a very, very critical key piece to an offense. And if you don't have that element in play and it's just purely pass, then, you know, it's fun for fans to see, you know, a heavy passing game. But it also becomes a more, I guess, preparable, you know, type of deal. We can prepare for just a pass-heavy, pass-first type of approach versus trying to figure out the balance, keeping a defense honest in the way that they approach their game plans.
It's Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here, Fox Sports Radio, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox. You can hang out with us, as always, on the iHeartRadio app. All right, so we are going to get to another edition of In Case You Missed It coming up here shortly. But for all the latest from around the world of sports, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Pittsburgh Steeler himself.
We present to thee,
yeah. Edmund Garcia.
Yeah, that was an insane game. I don't know how the Steelers won that, but
is that one of the weirder Steeler yes. openers you can think of?
Yeah, and they've had some weird games against the Bengals in the past, but the T.J. Watt news is tough news, and a couple of big injuries as far as week one of the NFL. Sunday night, we had the Buccaneers beating the Cowboys 19-3. But the big story out of this game is Dak Prescott, starting quarterback for the Cowboys, broken thumb, expected to have surgery later today and will be out 6 to 8 weeks. Chiefs over the Cardinals 44-21. Patrick Mahomes, 360 yards passing, 5 touchdowns in the win for KC. We talked about the Steelers beating the Bengals 23-20 in overtime, the final. Chris Boswell, 53-yard field goal on the final play of overtime. Looked like it could be a tie game here. More on that coming up. But Joe Burrow, 5 turnovers, 4 interceptions, and a fumble. But like I said, the big story out of this, TJ Watt, the defensive player of the year for Pittsburgh, could be lost for the season. They fear he has a torn pectoral muscle. Vikings beat the Packers 23-7. Kevin O'Connell winning his debut as head coach of the Vikings. And for league MVP Aaron Rodgers, 195 yards passing, no touchdowns, with an interception. Chargers beat the Raiders 24-19. Justin Herbert, 3 TD passes for LA. Derek Carr, 3 interceptions for Vegas. Davante Adams in his debut for the Raiders, though strong, 10 catches, 141 yards with 1 touchdown. Browns over the Panthers, 26-24. Cade York, 58-yard field goal, 8 seconds left, wins it for Cleveland. Baker Mayfield against his old team for Carolina, 16 of 27 passing, 235 yards, a touchdown, and an interception. Dolphins defeat the Patriots, 20-7. Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, 23 of 33 passing, 270 yards with a touchdown, no interceptions. Mike McDaniel winning in his head coaching debut for the Dolphins. Tyreek Hill in his debut for Miami, 9 catches for 94 yards. Saints get a Will Lutz 51-yard field goal with 19 seconds left to beat the Falcons 27-26. Atlanta was I should say this, New Orleans Saints outscored Atlanta 21-0 to close out this game and get the win. Bears over the 49ers 19-0. Trey Lance for San Francisco as their quarterback, 164 yards passing, no touchdowns with an interception. There were some tough weather conditions there in Chicago. Ravens beat the Jets 24-9. Lamar Jackson still looking for his new contract, 3 touchdown passes for Baltimore. Eagles outscore the Lions 38-35. The Giants rally down 13-0 at the half, beat the Titans 21-20. New York getting the win for new head coach Brian Daboll, who went for 2 with just over a minute to play to get the win. Commanders get 4 touchdown passes from Carson Wentz in his debut in a 28-22 win over the Jaguars. And the Colts and Texans play to the always unsatisfying 20-20 overtime tie. And now back to Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox in the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios.
Thanks, Eddie. Two Pros and a Cup of Joe here on FSR. Coming up next, if you want to hear a full breakdown on the performance of a debut in the AFC, we have got just the quote, possibly the quote of the year, and we're already 1 week in. We'll get into that for you next here on FSR.
Be sure to catch live editions of Two Pros and a Cup of Joe with Brady Quinn, LeVar Arrington, and Jonas Knox weekdays at 6 a.m. Eastern, 3 a.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting. or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Come on, you know, O'Reilly, who are in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offer friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. For example, I needed to get my alternator checked. Guess where I went last night? I went to O'Reilly. Of course I did. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. And the team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free, just like they did for me, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car fisherman or an auto novice, you'll find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts are knowledgeable, helpful, and best of all, they're friendly. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto, do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/2pros. Hey, it's Jonas Knox. It's halftime and the scoreboard is not looking good. You're feeling low, not sure you can pull out a win. That's when you dig deep, lift your head up, and say to yourself, time to get back in the game, pull off some bank heists, and take as much of my friend's money as I possibly can. That's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do. Play on countless dynamic Monopoly boards, make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball, charge other players rent for your iconic properties. You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. So get back out there, put on your game face, and download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store or Google Play.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of hand-cooked tires. Shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their hand-cooked test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Two Pros and a Cup of Joe, Fox Sports Radio. From the TireRack.com studios, LeVar Arrington, Brady Quinn, Jonas Knox with you here on FSR. Coming up top of next hour, we are going to continue the conversation in the National Football League because, an exciting one, but not the ideal start to the year for somebody in the NFL. This is a quarterback story. We will get into that for you here on Fox Sports Radio. I want to let you know we are brought to you by our friends at DraftKings. DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code 2PROS. That's the number 2PROS for a special offer when you sign up. That's code 2PROS only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Sometimes you can't get to everything in the world of sports or entertainment. Good thing the guys are here to bring you in case you missed it.
And for that, we turn it over to our executive producer, Lee Lap.
That's right, you guys. And in case you missed the Dolphins' 20-7 victory over the Patriots, Tyreek Hill had the quote of the day when talking about Mike McDaniel and his decision to go for it on a fourth down late in the first half.
McDaniels, he's going to need a wheelbarrow, man, for his nuts to carry around, man, because he got a lot of football on this, you know what I'm saying? So, that's he called by him.
By the way, the best part
wheelbarrow.
Is... the best part is the glasses he was wearing while he was doing it. Like he had this old school like wrap around like giant glasses. It's too bad we're not going to get his podcast because he could probably elaborate more on just what he meant by to carry his nuts around in a wheelbarrow. You know,
is it the end for New England?
Man. Yeah,
I'll tell you what. I don't know if it's the end, and I think we'll get into it at some point, but I think it's the beginning of something with Miami.
It's the beginning of something with Miami. Okay.
Yeah, Waddle and
could
Tyreek.
Be the end for New England, though.
All right. Golly. Look good. Hey,
look very, very pedestrian.
Yeah, it was
very,
not,
very average. Now Mac Jones getting x-rays on his back.
It's not didn't look all that hot there. But at least they got out there several days early to get used to the humidity.
Yeah, so there was what that was. Yeah. Vacation time.
It was it? Oh, you think that was the move?
Yeah. I don't know that New England does that.
Yeah, that was vacation time right
was
there.
It?
Yeah, you know, Tom took his hiatus time. They took their hiatus time as a team, though. That was the difference.
A little South Beach flu?
Yeah,
maybe?
They did it together.
Okay.
Let's go down on the team play and let's do it together.
What else we got, Lee?
Now, if you did miss that game, it might have been because you were attending to your car in the parking lot at Hard Rock Stadium.
Oh, boy.
After a fan left their grill unattended, which resulted in a fire catching multiple vehicles being burnt to a crisp.
Can you imagine coming out
and seeing
your car flame thrown like that? Come on, man.
Because some numbnuts left the grill on next to the car, and it caught fire. Like, first of all, what size grill are we talking about here? Was it one of those little portable ones, or is this like a full-blown grill? Because I've seen people do that to where they'll be camping or something, and they'll just take their entire grill and throw it in the back of a truck and bring it out to where they are. Not even like one of those travel grills.
There's some grills now that they like literally have them kind of compartmentalized where you can like build them. Like, you can build, like, your at-home grill. You just put it away, like, put it in the back of your truck. You take it with you. I don't know what size of grill it was. I just know there's going to be a lot of insurance claims. And, like, here's the tough part. Like, you make an insurance claim, your insurance is going to go up. So, like, it's not even your fault some clown left his grill on, and it basically blew up an entire row in the parking lot. But now your insurance is going to go up because of this clown. Because you're going to make a claim because you need a new car. I mean, for those of you obviously haven't seen it, I mean, it was like someone took a blowtorch to an entire row of cars at the Hard Rock Stadium parking lot. I mean, literally, a blowtorch. Like, there is nothing but rubble. Where the actual fire happened, there's just dust. There's like, just dust left behind.
Like the Game of Thrones dragon flew over and said, I'll take out that rope. Well, let me go ahead and land this right here. And just because of a
was
grill.
It Cersei? What the heck was her name? Queen of Dragons?
Yeah, what was her name?
Khaleesi.
Yeah, Khaleesi.
Daenerys. Yeah, she was riding her dragons up through there and just burn up the whole entire parking lot.
LeVar, you knew that name pretty quick there.
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
He was engaged after that second or third episode.
Well, I mean, I'm
Queen of Dragons
Thrones.
Was very
big
very,
fan of her.
Very what?
Yeah.
She was very naked.
Provocative. Was, yeah. Provocative.
Thank you, Berto.
Very naked. Right.
Thank you for clearing that up. That was the word we were
Khal
looking for.
Drago.
Yeah. that well, was the...
they had a cool little relationship deal going.
You know,
they had a fine, interesting understanding of what was
Thanks
going on between them. Yeah.
Brady, did you get what Berto had to say?
I did. Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Yep. I gotta start watching that show, man.
It's a, it's a group
start
effort.
Watching? You're gonna be locked after the second, third episode we're talking about.
It's,
well, you know, they got House of Dragons now, which is Targaryens.
She's not in it.
Yeah, but I think it's her mom. I think it's her mom that's the girl that's in this one.
Based
I don't know.
On how she looks, should look, should be a good thing.
And that's what I'm basing thinking that this is his mom. Or grandmom. Oh. Grandmom or mom, but yeah.
Wow.
The daughter is that's in line.
So good genetics is what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of close. They're kind of close in similarities and stuff. But nothing inappropriate with the grandmom or the mom.
Well, it would be inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Khaleesi was a little inappropriate at times, you know, at least by some people's standards. Yeah, at least by some people's standards.
I think it was definitely appropriate,
You're
whatever she had
you.
Going on.
You know who didn't, you know, get upset by it was Michael Douglas.
No, he could have been a main character in Game of Thrones.
Oh, yeah.
The whole way through.
Yep.
I mean, he would have showed them how to do it. He might have been the one that showed the stuntmen and the doubles how to do it, you know.
Yeah. And especially for the underwater scenes, like how to hold his breath and stuff.
Yeah. Well, Khal Drogo, you know, he had some interesting scenes. Michael Douglas, you know, guided, I would assume.
Certainly did.
Jeez.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.